Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Jim Wilson. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Judson. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews juggles the ball. That's an error on Mathews. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass bunts towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greengrass moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greengrass moves to third. Bell moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Logan. Greengrass scores. Bell scores. McMillan moves to third. It's Braves, 2, Reds, 2. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson takes first base on ball 4. Semenik moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Bruton moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Semenik and he is safe. Bruton steals third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields the ball and throws to Judson covering. Safe. Bruton scores. Logan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Logan scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmer hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Greengrass is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Temple trying to get to third. Bruton throws the ball into Matthews, who tags Temple for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Marshall moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dittmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. Dittmer moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Reds. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dittmer scores. It's 7-6, Reds. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Braves 6. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Buell now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Semenik hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Howie Judson. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 7, Reds, 7. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and has Gordon trapped. There's the throw to Temple, who tags Gordon for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Semenik and he is out, Temple applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Adcock. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dittmer strikes out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Semenik is walked intentionally. Bob Markey pinch hits for Frank Smith. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Semenik moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Semenik scores. Markey moves to third. It's 9-7, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Markey scores. Temple moves to second. It's 10-7, Reds. Don Little now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Temple moves to third. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Blake now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-4 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Logan moves to third. One out. Jim Pendleton pinch runs for Sid Gordon. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Logan scores. Pendleton goes all the way around to score. It's 10-9, Reds. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Sisti pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Bob Thorpe pinch hits for Jack Dittmer. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Milwaukee Braves, 9. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.